cause it makes me feel like I'm a man when I put a spike into my vein.
It goes by many names: China White, Smack, Crank, and it's so pure it can now be snorted instead of injected. But what's really different about heroin today? The number of young people who are using and dying. And it's no longer an urban problem. It is a suburban addiction.
I've been battling my addiction since I was 16.
Kelly Capps was a sophomore at Lamont High School when she and a friend first tried heroin.
It was just like being on cloud nine, and we just had to have more.
And more and more. Kelly is now 21, in and out of rehab, overdosed twice, and she's nearly died.
Heroin has a great percentage of overdose deaths.
Terry Lemming is the statewide drug and gun enforcement coordinator for Illinois State Police.
People who never, ever would try heroin in the past are trying it now. It's the boy and girl next door.
There have been heroin deaths in Wakanda, Arlington Heights, Elburn, Prospect Heights, Lombard, and St. Charles, to name just a few. Since 1995, the number of teens treated in emergency rooms for heroin has increased by 130% in suburban Cook and more than 400% in the collar counties.
I mean, I can't tell you how many times that I've been into detox and been into rehab and wasted months of my life just trying to get off the drug.
I caught you knocking at my cellar door.
There really is a heroin highway. It's called the Eisenhower.
Dude, why don't you hop in the car, dude? What's your name?
There's always somebody yelling at you, rocks, blows, you know, weed, X, whatever you want is there.
Tom Donahue is with the high-intensity drug trafficking area.
It comes up through the Mexican pipeline.
And is Chicago one of, like, the hot spots for heroin?
Yes, it is. At one time, we were the heroin capital of the United States.
Lombard Police Chief Ray Byrne says Chicago police reach out to suburban law enforcement.
As suburban kids or adults travel to the west side and the Chicago Police Department arrests them now, they're alerting us to the fact that they've arrested this person. So we have a better handle on users.
Boys, stand on your feet! Whoa. Down! Whoa. Down! Whoa. Please, go find the door!
But as police crack down on the dealers, State Police Drug and Gun Coordinator Terry Lemming says users find another source.
It's supply and demand. If we have 100,000 heroin users, they're going to get their drug from somewhere. It's very addictive.
Lisa Brody, Director of Research at Treatment Alternatives for Safe Communities, says heroin is today's drug du jour, and it's more affordable and available than ever before.
Our clients will say that heroin is actually easier to attain than alcohol.
But so very difficult to kick.
It's tough to be a heroin user these days. You don't live very long.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner.
There really is no trying heroin once and walking away from it. People try it and they're addicted.
Lombard Police Chief Ray Byrne is dealing with yet another apparent heroin death in that suburb. Many young heroin users are functional. They go to school, they work, they live what appear to be normal lives.
We had no idea that there was that level of drug use, so I was very shocked.
Kathy Capps watched her daughter Kelly go from a normal 16-year-old high school sophomore to a heroin addict.
With heroin, it's not something you can try and always walk away from. You could be addicted forever, so it's a very, very serious and lethal drug.
Kelly says kicking the habit, a term derived from the involuntary kicking associated with heroin withdrawal, is very difficult. Her mother agrees.
It's a ongoing struggle for the family.
Kelly's parents have taken her to pick out her casket, telling her she will die if she does not stop using. Experts agree most young heroin users do die of an overdose, suicide, or AIDS. While most teens have heard the lecture on drinking, on pot, even on cocaine, heroin appears to have flown under the parental radar screen.
I want people to know that they are not exempt. No one's exempt from this problem. If your children have issues, you really, really need to address them.
Perhaps Kelly knows best.
It's the curiosity, and I think that I would rather be so curious and not try it than to try it and know and be sucked into hell.
There's nobody out there.
Judy Pilak, 720 WGN News.
I'm all alone. At least I have her.